From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly bombing attack hits near a football stadium in Istanbul, Turkey. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a soccer match had ended. Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu told a news conference that 29 people were killed in the explosions, 27 police and 2 civilians. 166 others were wounded. A VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack indicated it might have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups that have been battling the Ankara government for years.
I think that the fact that it does appear that the target was security forces will lead suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, or a splinter organization connected with the group called TAK. They have carried out a series of suicide bombings targeting, in particular, security forces. Also, a fringe extreme left-wing group, the DHKPC, too, has targeted security forces. But also the group, the Islamic State, have carried out a number of suicide bombings in Istanbul, most recently on Istanbul Atatürk Airport. But they invariably target civilians and, in particular, foreign tourists.
That's reporter Dorian Jones from Istanbul. At least 30 people were killed when an oil tanker truck exploded on one of Kenya's main highways early Sunday. A Kenyan official said the truck lost control and rammed several other vehicles while going downhill between Nairobi and the central town of Naivasha. In Nigeria, dozens of people were killed when the roof of a church collapsed during a worship service. A rescue official says at least 60 people died. This is VOA News.